This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So, yeah, the city of Johannesburg, made time to speak about the issue of polluted rivers. And we are joined by Ntatisi Mudingwane, who is the city of Johannesburg's deputy director of communications. And Ntatisi, thank you for your time. How are you?
Good afternoon, Taviso, and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm surviving.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, on Monday, we spoke about a beautiful story of some residents in Alexandra Township who are volunteering clean up the Jukske River. And we thought, you know, this is a good start if we can spread this particular, way of doing things. Maybe we may find cleaner townships, not only in rivers and all of that. So we also wanted to find out, how do you specifically chip in if you actually do?
Yes. No. Thank you very much, Taviso, for the opportunity. Yes, there's a whole lot of work that we are doing in Yaske in particular, and other river streams in the city, in terms of trying to improve the water quality and deal with issues of littering and illegal dumping in those sites. For example, in Alex, especially dealing with challenges that we are facing in Yaske, for the 2023-2024 financial year, we allocated about 6 million to a project called Alex Water Warriors, where 140 people were employed doing just that, making sure that we are cleaning and we are intensifying the program of cleaning. But the challenge with Jaske, Taviso, is that there's a whole lot of structures that are encroaching the river bank. One of the interventions that we are starting, and I know that the city will come under fire later when we start to roll it out, is that we approached the court that for safety of the people, especially during rainy seasons, and also to secure our river banks and make sure that we get gain access to be able to clean them and clear litter and gravel. We needed an evacuation order to evacuate some families that are very close to the riverbank. And the court agreed with us, and the court gave us a 32-meter line that we need to evacuate. What we're waiting for now, because the work has been done in terms of identifying the areas that need to be evacuated. What we're waiting now is for GDAT and our Department of Environment, Infrastructure and Services to confirm that the 32 meters that we have calculated is correct, and it's putting people away from the bank itself so that it gives us access to work. Linked to that, for the 2024-25 financial year, which is starting next month in July, we did make a funding proposal from the National Treasury through what we call Presidential Expanded Program. And the 6 million has been granted for that. So in July, maybe towards the end, we will be announcing. I think some of the programs that we are going to be rolling out together with communities there will be part of the Mandela Day or Mandela Month commemoration, where about 130 people will also be employed to intensify the cleaning in that area. The city has also procured PPE equipment. We understand, as you indicated in the intro, that there are volunteers that are chipping in. And you find that in some instances, they do not have adequate PPE. In the coming weeks, we will be issuing PPEs in the surrounding communities to help them in their endeavors as they work with the city or assist the city to deal with challenges that are in Jaske River.
So some people, when we were talking about this issue and Tatis, because it sounds like you guys are on the money with regards to your plans there, which is quite encouraging. But some people are saying they find it odd that these rivers, the pollution is in township areas, but in suburban areas, there is no such. Some people are literally saying people who live in suburban areas, they hire your trucks to take away the rubble after construction, or just general litter, and these people drive to Jukskei, for instance, to dump and all of that. I mean, to what extent are there such discrepancies between the awareness in suburban areas and the pollution in township areas?
Yeah, there are a few discrepancies in that regard in terms of the awareness of the community, because the reality is that most of the pollution that is happening, especially in the Jaskei area, happens from the surrounding communities themselves. Yes, there might be incidents where there might be illegal activities that are happening, but we have been engaging with the JMPD to look at this issue of illegal dumping. It's not only affecting the Jaskei. There's a whole lot of court case that we are busy with that affects an illegal dumping site in the north of Johannesburg, where trucks are illegally just willy-nilly dumping. Those are some of the big challenges that we are dealing with. But we are committed to work with communities. One of the things that we encourage communities to also do is to report some of those incidents, because we have even toughened our bylaws in terms of illegal dumping of trucks, where we would impound that truck and fine the owner of the truck to the tune of about 10,000 per offense. So we are doing our bit, but we also have to work hand in hand with communities to be able to cap some of those things, because some of them, they happen at night while people are sleeping, and then when you wake up, the area is a mess.
Yeah.
But
quickly, before I let you go, because we've run out of time, you've announced big plans and you are waiting for budget. There are other communities that are listening within the city of Johannesburg that may want to do something of the sort in terms of making a contribution. Where do they even begin, quickly?
Okay. What needs to happen? People must just visit our website, www.joburg.org.za. There's also a regional office, which is for Region E, which is in Fenton, where they can get more information. But from the website, they will be able to get details of the physical address and the numbers that they need to call.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, my brother. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.